Starting on page 99, and this is chapter 17, objections most often raised. This is kind of homework. We talked about it in the live seminar, but give your best response to the following seller, broker, and lender objections. These are things that you will hear repeatedly, and if you do not handle them, then you probably will respond differently each time and probably poorly most of the time. And so this is homework that once you get it done and you memorize it, make it your own, do what Ben calls getting a script, it will benefit you as a seller. I'm sorry, as a buyer and an investor in real estate. Seller objections. This is on page 99. Would you let us think it over? We never sign anything without thinking it over. Second objection. We need to have our lawyer or father look at this before we sign. Seller objection number three, we promised another investor they could see the property. Objection number four, we can't sell our home for that low a price. Number five, I don't think you're being fair. Number six, I never mention a price first. Top of page 101, the foreclosure is all taken care of. The next one, all you guys are trying to do is rip us off. Do you think it's fair that you make more on my house than I do after living here for 10 years? The last one on page 101, if that's all I'm going to get, I'll just let the property go back to the bank. In addition to sellers having these statements, brokers have their own list. Top of page 102, broker objection. The lender will never accept an offer like this. Next one, no one really buys property below market. Third one, if the property could be bought for this, I'd buy it myself. Last one on page 102, working with an investor is a waste of time. Page 103, I'll present your offer and get the best counter I can. And the last one on page 103, we have multiple offers on this property. On page 104, not to be left out, the lenders have their little list of objections. First one, we never accept less than our asking price. Second one, we never take less than what we are owed on the property. Third one, we have a lot of interest on that property. And the last one, it's not our policy to send you a list of our properties. If you in advance establish your answer to each of those objections, I can't tell you how far you've progressed to being a good buyer. You will have solved 95% of the things that people say, and you'll have a very good response. I want you to do this homework, and in chapter 18, we'll talk about our responses to those objections. And this is not just from my head, but from many people that have attended our seminars. So we've kind of gotten the best of the best together and put them all together in good responses toward sellers, brokers, and lender objections.